Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Wherever you are out on the World Wide Web, welcome to this edition of Talking Outside the Box, brought to you by TOLI, the IT industry's leading benchmarking services and consulting organization. I'm Charlie Bruno, executive editor with TOLI. Today, I'm talking with Kevin TOLI, founder of the TOLI organization, and John Delfeld, vice president of marketing at Inoue Systems. We're going to first take a look at recent performance and features benchmark figures for Inoue's 5204 tool aggregator. Then, we'll learn what industry trends are driving the need for tool aggregation. First, I'd like to turn to Kevin TOLI, founder of the TOLI organization. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. In October 2008, Inoue commissioned the TOLI Group to conduct a performance and features evaluation of Inoue's newly released 5204 test tool aggregator. The 5204 helps companies deploy network tools by conveniently linking traffic from spans or taps in the network to a convenient centralized tool farm where multiple tools can share simultaneous access to the network data. The traffic can then be filtered on layer 2, 3, and 4 parameters, so each tool only sees the data it needs, and those tools can run at peak efficiency. The Inoue tool aggregator improves network visibility and maximizes return on investment for monitoring tools. Our task was to identify the platform's readiness for demanding data center applications. We evaluated the tool aggregator's ability to deliver full throughput and accuracy under three typical customer scenarios, albeit extreme versions of these scenarios. The first test focused on testing the product's any-to-any configuration. This is the product's ability to send traffic from any network port to any tool. Our test results showed full line rate performance up to 10 gigabits per second with zero dropped packets. The second scenario focused on many-to-any configurations. This covers the product's ability to aggregate traffic from many network ports to one tool. The Inoue 5204 provided zero loss performance when aggregating and simultaneously filtering all the way up to 23 network ports to one tool. The filtering was tested over a range of layer 2, 3, and 4 parameters. This aggregation capability is used to provide tools a big pipe view and extend tools' network coverage. The third major scenario we tested was one-to-many. This broadcasting capability is for sending traffic from one span port to multiple tools simultaneously. It eliminates the span and tap port shortage problem that frustrates so many companies. The Inoue 5204 successfully broadcast traffic from one network port to 23 tool ports at full line rates. Additionally, the tool aggregator had 100% accuracy in broadcasting and filtering overlapping packets of traffic from one network port to multiple tools without the user having to write complex filter rules. In fact, the Inoue tool aggregator handles these types of packets automatically. Overlapping packets occur when the same data needs to be monitored by more than one tool. As you can imagine, overlapping packets can occur frequently when sharing span ports. They need to be filtered accurately so all tools get the data they need to see to do their job. That is why we tested this important capability. In summary, the 5204 delivers 100% accuracy and full line rate performance. The TOLI test team also used the tool aggregator's drag and drop GUI. We saw firsthand how this easy-to-use interface allows users to configure and forward filtered traffic to tools for diagnosis in a matter of minutes. Charlie, back to you.
Thanks, Kevin. Now that we've had an opportunity to listen to some of the performance results of the Inoue 5204 tool aggregator, let's talk to John Delfeld, Vice President of Marketing with Inoue, about some of the industry trends. John, welcome to the podcast. What are the industry trends that you see that are driving the increased need for tool aggregation?
Charlie, there are several factors that are behind this budding trend. First, as applications and networks continue to grow in complexity, companies have adapted a wide range of monitoring tools to ensure performance, reliability, and security. These are things like sniffers, application performance monitors, and various compliance tools. However, deploying and managing all these tools is very difficult. Let me give you a few examples. First, there is a severe shortage of SPAN and TAP access points for all the different types of tools that need access to the network to do their jobs. Also, these tools need to monitor many, or in some cases, all the network segments in a data center to do their job. And as you can imagine, it's economically impractical in many cases to simply place a tool at all the needed locations across the network. And then lastly, more and more companies are moving to 10 gig, and they do not want to purchase all new tools in order to monitor their new 10 gig networks. They just want to leverage what they've already bought.
Those are interesting points you make, John. Tell us, are those challenges widespread?
Yes, most all Fortune 2000 companies wrestle with these issues, even smaller companies. And these challenges are important because they directly impact two key things. First, the performance of their business-critical networked applications, and secondly, precious IT budgets.
Well, John, do you see any benefits then to using this product in tight economic times? Can it provide ROI worthy of spending money on it?
Absolutely. Many companies are struggling with uncertainty as how to better leverage their prior investments in these types of tools. With budgets shrinking, some companies are even considering settling for non-optimized coverage rather than purchase the additional tools they need to fill in the gap, so to speak. What's nice about the tool aggregator is it allows companies to extend the tools they already have to cover those missing gaps. This prevents the need to buy additional duplicate tools and has a bottom line impact on their budgets. The 5204 can also help address tight IT budgets as far as staffing goes as well. And the way it does this is that it enables the diagnostic tools like sniffers to remain attached to the network and that they can constantly be readily available to access these points as needed. And what this completely eliminates the need to manually go in and make and break temporary span ports when doing troubleshooting. And this saves many man hours and adds up to man weeks over a year.
John, Tully testing found that the 5204's graphical user interface is very simple to operate and it was deemed impressive. What are the real business drivers behind it, though?
Yes, there's a real business driver behind the GUI. It's not just nice to have. When we spoke to IT managers and executives when we were planning this product early on, they told us again and again that the product had to be easy to use or their network operators would not use it. They're simply overwhelmed with having to learn so many different tools. They also said that although a few of their engineers were comfortable with command line interfaces, they were the rare exception, and the vast majority of network operators had no interest in using a complex tool. And that's why we designed our user interface to be so easy to use. These same IT executives also emphasized that they needed a solution to provide a really clear view of their network and tool topology so that they could easily use it for day-to-day troubleshooting. They'd all had very bad experiences with complex tools that were so cryptic that no one could understand how they were set up. So as a result, they did not use them on a daily basis, really kind of squandering the investment.
Well, thank you, John. I'd like to thank John and Kevin Tully once again for joining us to discuss this latest evaluation of Inui's 5204 test tool aggregator. The complete report is available online for download on both Inui's and the Tully Group's websites at www.inuisystems.com or www.tully.com. I'm Charlie Bruno, Executive Editor at Tully. Thank you for attending this edition of Talking Outside the Box. Have a good day.